And Governor Rick Perry, when he was governor of Texas, saw media bias. But I imagine, Secretary of Energy Perry, you've never seen anything like this. Welcome.
Taking it to a new level. It is pretty fascinating, Brian. It's good to be with you. Merry Christmas. And hope you and the family have a great holiday.
So when I saw the tax reform pass and they brought in Anwar, I thought about you right away. What does that do for the Department of Energy?
Well, that's just another, if you will, example of how this administration is making America more energy secure. This two things here, Brian. It's economics and it's security. And 10 years ago, if someone had told you that the United States was going to be the number one oil and gas producing nation in the world in a decade, you would have taken that bet.
Yep.
But that's the fact. That's where we are. We're very close to being a net energy exporting country. 26 nations are getting liquefied natural gas from the United States today. Here's why that's important. Not only is it creating a real monumental economic impact in a positive way for America, and a lot of Americans are enjoying that, whether you're involved in the oil and gas exploration side, whether you're building these LNG export plants. I mean, it's a powerful economic tonic for this country. But I happen to think, more importantly, the message it's sending to our allies around the world is, hey, you don't have to be held hostage by countries that don't necessarily have your best interest in mind, i.e. Russia, for instance, and the European theater. We can supply your energy needs in America, and we will not hold you hostage. We're here to help you. That energy security and that message is a powerful, powerful message of American energy independence, and soon to be American energy dominance.
So, Secretary, I look at what Russia does with Western Europe and a lot of Eastern European nations and gets that pipeline of liquid gas. We have more natural gas than maybe even Russia has. What are we doing? I heard it's very hard to export. It's got to be cost efficient. You mentioned we're exporting to 26 countries. Have we addressed the security issue with our allies in the European theater?
Not completely. And part of that is they've got some infrastructure to build out there, the interconnects and what have you. But we're working on it. They understand that. There's some challenges that we won't get down into the weeds on here. But, for instance, you know, there are folks that are moving away from fossil fuels and they're moving away from nuclear, which allows I think puts them in a real bind. If the only type of energy you're going to have is renewables,
you
got to have an all of the above. The idea that you're going to put all your eggs in one basket's not very smart. So we're working on the European delivery from the standpoint of being able to have the interconnects that they need to be able to move this energy around in a reasonable way. But they're also coming to, I think, the conclusion, and they will in the future, that you've got to have a good mix of energy. It's what we're doing here in the United States. It's the reason that, we're continuing to see the renewable side of things grow, natural gas, the fossil fuels. We are recommitting this country to nuclear energy like never before. This administration truly understands that for America to be economically secure and from a national security standpoint, you've got to have all of the above, and they create a web, if you will, that is powerful and strong. And I mean, it's a mosaic of energy. We opened up the Northern Pass, which is a bringing hydropower into the Northeast this last year. The president's committed to, listen, if you hear the rules, if you meet the rules, here's your permit. It needs to be that simple. That's the president's mentality. That's what you're seeing out of this administration from the standpoint of making energy available and affordable.
All right. So I was not aware that we're building any new nuclear plants. We are?
Down in South Carolina, there should be an announcement literally within days about a plant that's in the process of being built down there. So, yes, the answer is, and in the international world, Saudi Arabia is in the process of discussing with the United States a massive civil nuclear build-out in their country, and they want to be our partners. And we were there 10 days ago discussing civil nuclear side of things with the Saudi leadership. So there's a lot going on there. The United States needs to be the leader in that arena. And we can under the Trump administration.
Governor Perry's with us. Secretary of Energy Perry is with us. And we're talking about energy changes from 2017 to 2018. Stunned to see that coal production is up 68% in 2017. That's with you guys with your hands on the wheel. Next, I think it's important, you have not given up on wind and you've not given up on solar. For those people who think that you guys are just trying to go back to the future, that's not the case. In fact, you left the president left the electric car subsidy in the new tax plan.
Listen, the president's committed to, this isn't just some throwaway lip service, all of the above. We've heard for 40-something years about America being energy independent. Well, we are now, and we're headed towards energy dominance. And when he talks about that, he's across the board. He's not saying, this one I like, this one I don't like. Now, basically, he says, you need to be able to prove yourself in the marketplace. He said, we're not going to go out there and subsidize something that, quite frankly, will not work. But he believes in leveling the playing field,
right?
Because previous administrations did, in fact, have their thumb on the scale, if you will, particularly on the renewable side. But this president's committed to we're seeing wind, we're seeing solar, we're seeing hydro, we're seeing obviously the fossil fuels and nuclear all being promoted, because he understands that if America has a strong, diverse energy portfolio, this country will be stronger economically,
right?
And this country will be stronger from a national security standpoint.
The president tweeted this out probably within the last 20 minutes. At some point, for the good of the country, I predict we will start working with Democrats in a bipartisan fashion. Infrastructure would be a perfect place to start. After having foolishly spent $7 trillion in the Middle East, it is time to start rebuilding our country. If you want to be part of the infrastructure rebuild, what does the Department of Energy need? And I'm thinking about what happened in Atlanta. I don't know why that fire happened, but I know it really is it's the biggest airport in the country, or one of the biggest. It really inconvenienced Americans, and I understand it was a fire. What does infrastructure mean for the Department of Energy?
Brian, the department has a statutory responsibility on the security of the electrical grid. So this is right in our wheelhouse. We've got at our national lab up in Idaho a grid where we can go in and actually break things to see how they're going to be affected. We have two responsibilities here. One is to make sure that there aren't man-made events, terrorism, et cetera, from a security standpoint, cybersecurity, et cetera. But the other one is to make sure that our grid is resilient. And what I mean by that, polar vortex that came in back in 2014 and got very close to being able to shut down the electrical grid in the Northeast because they were having to shift power away from heating to be able to drive the electrical grid. So, I mean, there's some real challenges,
right,
with the electrical grid. The Department of Energy is elbow deep in that. We've got a great amount of expertise at our national labs. So I think being able to send the message to Americans, number one, we understand the challenge that's out there. We understand that previous administrations have not put the focus on this that they needed to. This president understands, and he's absolutely correct. Having been the governor of Texas for 14 years, working with Democrats to be able to put infrastructure into place, we built more lane miles of road than any other state in the nation. You can and you will make this country economically powerful. When the president talks about making America great again, infrastructure is it's the number one thing that comes to mind from my standpoint.
And I know he wants to do it. I know he does want to work with Democrats, probably more than most Republicans, because he's not dug into this business like so many people around him on both sides. He wants to get things done the right way. He doesn't care if it's a Democrat or Republican win. And I know Republicans don't love hearing that. That's just my opinion. Now, this whole North Korea possible or China EMP attack, the electromagnetic pulse attack that could bring our country to its knees. You don't have to tell me what you're doing, but could you tell me how close we are to protecting ourselves against a pulse attack?
Obviously, this is something that's real. It's something that the American people are concerned about. The Department of Energy, again, and the Department of Defense through the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, all of those are working on this issue. And let's just let it say that nobody in the world has better individuals, brighter, more capable, appropriately funded than our national labs do. And they're doing some fabulous work making sure that Americans are safe in all areas of security.
I got to ask you something about politics. You guys sat on that stage, 15, 16, very qualified people with great resumes. And when President Trump came on, he basically went after you guys like you were in the octagon. And it was personal. And some people got almost everyone's gotten over it, maybe except Jeb Bush. How hard was it for you to get over that? Because you guys went at each other personally. And I've been astounded observationally that Rand Paul get off the stage, Little Marco, we have Senator Ted Cruz, Lion Ted, all these guys, all these Republicans that he went after personally, and they went after him personally. They seem to have gotten over it. How hard was it?
From my perspective, I'd been doing this for 30 years, 14 years as the governor of the state of Texas, and you know, people have said some pretty harsh things about me. I said some pretty harsh things about them. You know, I gave to Donald Trump about as good as I took from him. But I understand the process here. I will say, and I said this very soon after I got out, that Donald Trump was one of the most talented political operatives, one of the most talented political players that I'd ever seen in my life before. He analyzed the American people, and he understood what was going on in the mentality of this country better than any of the other ones of us who were standing on that stage. And that's not to take anything away. There were some really talented people on that stage. But Donald Trump was a very unique individual at a very unique time in American history. He read the American people. And I will tell you, I was really impressed. I said that after it was over with. And then when it came to the general election, when the choice is between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, man, this is so simple. but from the standpoint of, listen, we know it's hardball. And I hope that there are folks on the Democrat side that the president said some pretty harsh things about, and they said some pretty harsh things about him over the course of the last 11 months. And that we recognize that the future of this country and the potential in America economically and national security has never been greater potential. Let's not let our
personalities,
political personalities get in the way of doing really great things for this country.
He's Department of Energy Secretary, a brand new job, which he's excelling at. Governor Perry, thanks so much for everything you've done in 2017. Look forward to talking to you a lot in 2018.
Brian, Godspeed. Take care of yourself. Merry Christmas. You all enjoy your days off.
Absolutely. And hopefully our listeners got that too.